So this is my review on the first Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Jay Leno took over the Tonight Show again from Conan O'Brien after he went off the air back in January, and his first show aired on March 1st. So I knew the show was going to be bad, but bad really isn't the proper word for the show. I would have to say that the word to describe it is dreadful. I went into the show trying to convince myself that it might actually be a good show, and I say that sparingly. I don't really mean that in any good way. I really knew that it was going to be a bad show, but I tried. And so for some odd reason, I figured that that Leno would have changed his style a bit in the way he does his comedy, but I was definitely mistaken, and I probably shouldn't be surprised about that. So firstly, a breakdown of the show. So the opening was just plain horrible and lame. The show opened with a sketch featuring Jay, John Melendez, his former announcer, and Kevin Eubanks, and even a little appearance by Betty White. And they were playing on the Wizard of Oz theme, saying it was all just a bad dream, and Jay was waking back up in Kansas, and everything that had happened over the last few months with the whole late night shuffle was nothing but a bad dream. And so I just thought that this was a predictable way to open it, and it really didn't do much for me. After that, we saw the monologue, which was very typical of Leno-type humor. It was pretty safe and predictable, like his monologues always are. And most of his jokes are always based on sort of sexual suggestions. And it really sounds like the type of comedy that when you go to a family reunion and you hear your Uncle Bob, let's say, telling those jokes, they're just not really funny, but he tells them anyways. Well, that's kind of what Jay's monologues are like. So following that, there was a searching for a desk, because when Jay Leno went over to his prime time spot when Conan got the Tonight Show, Jay did not want to have a desk anymore, which is a staple on the actual Tonight Show. So now that he's back on the Tonight Show, he obviously needs a desk. So Jay decided to make fun of that, and he went on a search for a desk. By going to random people's houses and seeing what kind of desks that they used to maybe give him some ideas of a type of desk that he could use on his show. And that was pretty lame, and to me it kind of showed a cross section of his audience, because most of the houses he went to, the people that lived there were actually quite old. And I might be exaggerating a little bit here, but I would say that to me it showed that the audience is mostly made up of 65 to 95 year old people. Because Jay really appeals to an older audience, and he reaches out to them so painfully all the time, and he refuses to change his boring comedic style to focus on these people, and he shuns the younger audience, the people in their 20s and 30s. I feel that he shuns them, and by alienating them, I think he should be trying to target them, because that's the people that advertisers want to reach. So then after that sketch, we were graced by the interview with Jamie Foxx, his first guest, and he's a great actor and I respect him, but he tried to hype up the audience quite a bit by singing a rendition of the Black Eyed Peas song "I Got a Feeling" into a version of "Tonight's Gonna Be a Jay Night." Really? I didn't even get that. It didn't make much sense. So anyways, I was wondering how much they paid him to do that. After that, he interviewed the Olympic skier, American Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn, which was okay, and that was great. And the show was reached its ending, which was long overdue, by musical guest Brad Paisley, who performed "American Saturday Night," which was a great song, and he did very well as well. Finally, the credits rolled, and this nightmare of a train wreck was finally over, and I just have to say that it was a horrible show, and I probably won't be tuning in at, no, probably I won't be tuning again in the future. I can't wait till Conan O'Brien gets back on the air.